In this bulletin, Victoria has reportedly recorded 484 new cases of coronavirus, with the figure to be confirmed later this afternoon. 16 new cases in New South Wales, and Labor is calling for a permanent increase to the job seeker rate. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Diet. Victoria has reportedly recorded 484 new cases of coronavirus on a day before masks become compulsory in Melbourne to try to reduce the community spread. Premier Daniel Andrews is expected to confirm the daily case numbers at 12:30 this afternoon. Melbourne and the Mitchell Shire have been under stage 3 stay-at-home orders for 2 weeks. The more stringent restrictions are in place for at least another 4 weeks. And another 16 people have tested positive to COVID-19 in New South Wales. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says all but one of the cases are linked to known outbreaks.
The one positive take from all those cases is that there was one in hotel quarantine and the balance were from existing known clusters or existing known contacts. So the fact that there isn't a new stream of outbreak is reassuring at one level, but I still want to state that the state is on high alert.
3 of the outbreaks are linked to the Crossroads Hotel, 11 to the Thai Rock restaurant, and 1 is a close contact of a Western Sydney case not tied to a cluster. Labor is pushing for a permanent increase to the job seeker rate after the federal government announced a cut to the unemployment payments. The payments will be reduced from $1,100 to $800 a fortnight in October, but the government has not specified what will happen beyond December. There's a possibility the coronavirus supplement will end and payments will return to the pre-pandemic rate of $40 a day. Labor's Treasury spokesman Jim Chalmers says the ALP supports the government's extension of the scheme, but it doesn't want to return to the old rate. Meantime, Treasurer Josh Frydenberg is warning Australians to brace for high levels of national debt when the latest budget figures are released. Mr. Frydenberg will reveal the full extent of the damage caused by the pandemic when he delivers his economic update tomorrow. The Treasurer told Sky News the government has been forced to spend more money on income support while receiving less tax revenue.
They are eye-watering numbers because the budget bottom line has been really hit by the coronavirus. No surprises there. They are very big numbers. Again, lots of commentators have put their views out. We'll give you the Treasury's estimates tomorrow. But the reality is, on both the payment side, we have had a big hit as more people have got this income support from the government. But also on the receipt side, the revenue side, we've seen a big fall.
The British government is under fire for failing to investigate possible Russian interference in the 2016 Brexit referendum. A report by the Intelligence and Security Committee found Russia meddled in the 2014 Scottish referendum and sought to influence the Brexit campaign. It reveals the UK is one of Russia's top Western intelligence targets after NATO and the United States. Committee member Stuart Hosey says the government badly underestimated the response required to the Russian threat.
The report reveals that no one in government knew if Russia interfered in or sought to influence the referendum because they did not want to know. The UK government have actively avoided looking for evidence that Russia interfered. We were told that they hadn't seen any evidence, but that is meaningless if they hadn't looked for it.
In rugby league, the comeback of Manly fullback Tom Trbojevic has been put on hold due to a training mishap involving his chronic hamstring injury. He originally tore his hamstring during Manly's round 6 clash against the Raiders. He was aiming to return next week, but the injury was still bothering him during a training run on Monday. The team expects he'll make a comeback between round 15 and 17, but there are concerns he could be out for the rest of the season. Well, now the weather across Australia. Perth, sunny with a late shower or two and 22 degrees. Adelaide, cloudy, 14. Melbourne, showers, 13 degrees. Hobart, partly cloudy, 12. Canberra, mostly sunny, 14 degrees. Wollongong should be mostly sunny too and 17. Similar forecast for Sydney, 18 degrees. Newcastle, partly cloudy, 18. Brisbane, a shower or two, 21. Cairns, rain at times and 23. And Darwin, sunny and 33 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.